Well, now that the weather is beginning to get a little bit nicer and we get a chance to get outdoors and enjoy some of that, we can pay more attention to some of those outdoor activities that are coming up here around the area. The Iowa Department of Natural Resources has announced kind of an exciting event coming up in May. On May 9th and 10th, there'll be 14 new trumpeter swans that will be released here in southwest Iowa at three different locations. As the DNR continues to try to create a self-sustaining population of swans here in the area south of Interstate 80. Now, they said the we'll have three different locations. One of those will be Lake Anita State Park. There'll be six swans. It'll be released on May 10th at 1:30 that afternoon. That's in partnership with the Cass County Conservation Board. Also at Viking Lake at Stanton, a couple of swans will be released near the restaurant and beach area on May 9th at 1 p.m. And at Lake Icaria, they'll have six swans being released on the north side of the Lake Icaria at the east boat ramp on May 9th at 9:30 a.m., and that's in partnership with the Adams County at 9:30 a.m. Three of these releases will be held, rain or shine. These releases are part of the Iowa DNR's statewide effort to restore trumpeter swans to Iowa that began in 1993. Trumpeter swans were once very common in Iowa, but were gone from the state by the late 1880s. By the early 1930s, only 69 trumpeter swans remained in the lower 48 states. It takes about 6 years on average, according to the DNR, before trumpeter swans successfully nest. Last year, Iowa was home to 54 pair of nesting trumpeter swans. However, only two of those nesting pairs were south of Interstate 80. Dave Hoffman, who's a wildlife research technician with the Iowa DNR, said that the goal is to raise that number to 8, which would likely create a self-sustaining population. He said they're hopeful to get them nesting here in a year or two. They had swans displaying some territorial signs at Lake Icaria, and he felt that was pretty encouraging. As the largest North American waterfowl, the all-white birds can weigh up to 32 pounds and have an 8-foot wingspan. The trumpeter swans being released are young and flightless and will imprint on the area where they learn to fly, returning each year as open water is available. The swans were donated to the project from zoos in Cleveland, Kansas City, Green Bay, Wisconsin, Oklahoma City, the Bronx, Anchorage, Alaska, and Maryland. Each of those events will include a swan and wetland presentation, also an opportunity to touch and view the swans up close, and a photo opportunity for the kids. And staff from the Kansas City Zoo will be on hand to offer educational activities, and filmmaker Steve Harriman may be at these releases collecting some footage for an upcoming documentary called Return of the Trumpeter Swans. That's in partnership with the Trumpeter Swan Society. So I know folks in the immediate Atlantic area get a pretty good opportunity every winter to be able to check out some of those trumpeter swans, as we have many dozen of them that typically will overwinter, at least for a while, here at the Schildberg Quarry. And gives folks an opportunity to kind of get up close and personal there. We usually have a trumpeter swan event sometime in January as well for folks to learn a little bit more. But this is just kind of a different opportunity for folks. And again, those times of those releases, on May 9th, there'll be six swans released on the north side of Lake Icaria at the east boat ramp. That'll be at 9:30 a.m. in partnership with the Adams County Conservation Board. Also on May 9th, two trumpeter swans being released at the Viking Lake near the restaurant beach area on May 9th at 1 p.m. That's at the Viking Lake near Stanton. And then six swans will be released at Lake Anita State Park. This will be released at Lake Anita State partnership with the Cass County Conservation Board. So they hope to have some nice participation there locally. Hopefully folks can get out and get a chance to check some of that activity out. Now, in addition, there's a camping weekend coming up as well. If you've been itching to get back outside and enjoy some of those outdoor activities that you haven't been able to get to here for quite some time, May 3rd through the 5th is Get Ready for Camping Kickoff Weekend, as folks get ready for the nicer weather part of the year, as we look for some warmer temperatures here. State Park staff are preparing for the start of the camping season, and the first weekend of May always marks the official launch of the summer camping season with the Iowa State Parks annual camping kickoff celebration. This year's camping kickoff celebration focus is Year of the Volunteer. The Iowa Department of Natural Resources is anticipating its 100th anniversary coming up next year in 2020. So Todd Kofelt, who's the Chief of State Parks Bureau for the Iowa DNR, is looking forward to some great volunteer participation this year. They're hoping for some support and assistance as they get ready to celebrate their centennial anniversary next year. And their camping kickoff is a way of showing appreciation for campers. And this year's events will focus on volunteerism and activities that the entire family can enjoy. More than 30 state parks will be hosting volunteer events and special activities the weekend of May 3rd through the 5th, including park cleanups, tree planting. There'll be fun runs, kayaking clinics, and lots of other types of activities as well. Camping kickoff weekend campers will also receive a free issue of the Iowa DNR's Iowa Outdoors magazine. Now, the DNR is looking for those who would like to join the camping kickoff celebration to make their reservation soon. Iowa has more than 4,700 state park campsites. 75% of those, they said, may be reserved in advance. Now, they do have a link to the reservation site available on the state park's webpage. Just go to www.iowadnr.gov/stateparks. And you can find more about that. Kofelt says Iowa State Parks are beloved overnight destinations for many people, and the campsites appeal to a broad range of campers, from the more rustic hike-in sites to those with all the popular amenities that folks enjoy. Now, if camping isn't your style, there are 93 cabins available to rent across 19 state parks. And Kofelt says in the off-season, from Labor Day to Memorial Day, cabins can be rented for a two-night minimum stay. During the peak of summer, most of those cabins require a seven-day minimum visit. And by mid-April, most state parks have the water turned on, with shower and restroom buildings open for the campers. If you'd like the latest state park news, updates, information about campsites, cabins, different events, and plenty more, again, visit that website, iowadnr.gov/stateparks, and you can sign up for the Iowa State Parks electronic newsletter as well. That way you can get plenty more information. Now, there are some kickoff events going on as well at a number of those state park locations across the state. And you can find out more about that, too, online. Again, just go to the Iowa DNR's website. That's iowadnr.gov, and do a slash, and then put camping kickoff. And you'll find more details about some of the programs and a list of the parks and things that are available during the course of that camping weekend on May 3rd through the 5th. Now, some of those activities and things going on across the state include activities here in our area. They're doing some cleanup events. They're doing some different types of events as well. And taking a look at some of those events that will be going on here locally at Lake Anita State Park, for example, on May 5th at 12:30 p.m., they'll do a boat ramp volunteer cleanup event. If folks would like to volunteer to help the park staff clean up the boat ramp area, then just meet near the boat ramp. That's at 12:30 p.m. on May 5th. Now, immediately following that, at about 1 o'clock, from 1 to 3, there'll be a kayaking event as well. That's on May 5th from 1 to 3 p.m. They'll have kayak instruction and paddling programs. Kayaks and life jackets will be provided. You can also bring your own if you have your own. That's for ages 6 and up. But they do ask that you have an adult participate, with any children that are under 10. So just meet at the boat ramp there at Lake Anita State Park. So again, that boat ramp cleanup effort for volunteers is on May 5th at 12:30 p.m. And then on May 5th, just after that, from 1 to 3, they'll have that kayak event. That's open to anyone who would like to participate. Now, also at Viking Lake State Park at Stanton, on May 4th, they're going to have a spring cleanup volunteer event as well. Now, the park staff needs a little help cleaning up all of the things that, collect over the winter. Sticks, branches, some litter. So just meet at the state park on May 4th. That'll be from 9 a.m. until noon. They'll be working on that effort, too. So take some pride in those local parks and help out if you can. Also over at Creston at Green Valley State Park on May 4th, they're going to have what they're calling a Bruise to Branches tree planting volunteer event. Okay, that'll be at 10 a.m. You can help the park staff replant 30 trees in the campground and around the park. They ask that you just bring water, gloves, spades, and post hole diggers. And you can just meet at the check-in building in the campground. That's, again, May 4th at 10 a.m. at the Green Valley State Park at Creston. And then also down at Hamburg at the Waubonsee State Park, they're going to have a grounds maintenance volunteer event. That'll be on May 4th starting at 10 a.m. Give you a chance to help out the park staff with some tree replantings, mulching, and trash cleanup. The lunch will be served at noon also by the Friends of Waubonsee. So you'll get an opportunity to help out there too. That's on May 4th at 10 a.m. So if you want to check out some of those events and help out some of those folks, get those parks ready for the coming season, they sure appreciate the help. And if you want to participate in some of the events and activities, well, those are there for you as well. And you can look for plenty more. Again, go to iowadnr.gov/stateparks to find out more about the parks. And go to iowadnr.gov/campingkickoff to find out more about that camping kickoff weekend. So if camping in the outdoors is something you enjoy, some opportunities there for you to not only have some fun, but also help out the local efforts. And don't forget about those Trumpeter Swan releases also coming up on May 9th and 10th. Several opportunities for you to enjoy the outdoors here locally. Hope you enjoy the start of the spring and hopefully soon the summer season.